70 episodes. 70. Hello, everyone. It's Colby Costello, the founder of Sports's Job and the host of this podcast. And this is episode number 70. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing that I'm sitting here talking to all of you on number 70. You know, I started this just under a little over a year ago, actually. Well, yeah, I started this in November of last year. And it's amazing. And I think I just want to take this episode to really rehash on why I started this and just reflect on what the mission of Sports's Job is. And obviously, I do have a guest on. I'm bringing on a guest for episode number 70, someone that all of you are pretty familiar with. And she's been killing the game. She's been doing her own thing on her own path within college athletics. And it's exciting to see where she's going to be and the things she's currently doing. But, you know, Sports's Job for me, if you don't know who I am 23 years old. I currently work as the athletic assistant, event management, and intramural coordinator at the University of Minnesota Crookston. And it's my passion to work in college athletics. It's my passion to help people, to help empower, inspire, to help all of you achieve your own individual goals. And ultimately, one day, you know, the title, the job that I'm hoping to get in the future is to be a college athletic director one day. But I think many of you can probably relate to this when I say this. You know, here at 23 years old, navigating the sports industry, sometimes I feel lost. You know, I feel like all the decisions I'm making, all the different things I'm doing for my professional personal development, it never feels enough. You constantly compare yourself to people around your age or people navigating the sports industry, and you're like, I'm not going as fast as I wanted to, or I'm going too fast. I wish I could slow down, or I don't know if I'm in the right path, or I'm doing the right thing. And that's hard for me, and that's difficult. And through this podcast, through Sports's Job, it's been my mission to provide you those different paths, because part of it is representation. Part of it is also seeing people that you look like, that act like you, that think like you, that are doing great things in the sports industry. So utilizing 70 different stories, all these different paths, showing you people that you can relate to or people you can learn from, showing you all these different journeys and the success, I'm hoping it helps you navigate your own individual journey. I'm hoping it helps you realize that you can carve your own path. When people say there's literally no set path, there's no one's path is alike, that is very true. And I've seen that. And the other big thing of why I started Sports's Job is because a couple years ago, I was too shy. You know, everyone in this industry says you have to network. It's part of the game. You have to be able to reach out to people, to talk to them about their journey, make friends, make connections. Networking gets you where you want to go. But 2 years ago, or even just a little over a year ago, I was too shy to do that. I was nervous about reaching out to people who I didn't know, reaching out to people in positions I strive to be in. But I've seen firsthand, and everyone else can tell you too, how networking is a crucial, crucial part to your journey, but also your professional and personal development. I understand that it's not something that maybe you're not comfortable with fully yet. It's something that you really have to work on, and eventually you do become comfortable with it and you're able to do it. But I understand that position where you are nervous about it. It's super intimidating and it leads to you not doing it. So I want to help you out. I want to help those people out and be able to reach out to people on your behalf. Because at the end of the day, a lot of these conversations that I'm sharing, these people I'm interviewing, these are things I could probably keep to myself. But I understand how much of a struggle it is for everybody out there to do this sort of thing. So I want to share these conversations with all of you, all this knowledge, the things I've been able to get from the people on this podcast. I am super fortunate. I will never take it for granted. I've learned so many different things. I've learned about so many different paths. It's changed my perspective on my career, my life, and it's really helped me hone in on the trajectory of where I want to go and end up being. And that's what Sports's Job has always been about. You hear me say at the end of every episode, the tagline, you know, we are all on our own individual journeys, but you are not alone. And I mean that. Because every step of the way, as long as I am doing Sports's Job, as long as I'm doing this podcast, we got this podcast network, we're putting out articles, I will be with you every step of the way. I tell everyone from this from the beginning, if you want to reach out to me personally on my personal social media, DM us. I'll get back to you. I'll help you figure out what exactly it is you're going through. If you just want to let out your emotions and talk to somebody about the things you're going through mentally or physically, I'm here as well. I understand the struggle. I understand this journey that you're on. I maybe not be able to fully relate to exactly what you're going through because, again, we all are different. Everything we're going through is different. But I can help in some way. I can lend a hand. I can be someone that will just listen to you. I can be someone that shares the information, knowledge I've learned through my own journey. And, of course, interviewing all these people. So I'm just happy. I am super happy and super blessed to be here, to be talking to all of you. And I can't thank all of you enough for the support that you've given me, all the positive messages that you sent through the DMs that you've told me personally, the letters you sent me. I'm just super happy to say that we are here with episode 70. And I hope 70 episodes from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, I'm able to play a crucial part in your own journey. I'm hoping one day all of you who become future ADs or future GMs or future presidents of corporations or whatever it is you thrive to be, I hope one day I can hear about how one of these episodes has helped change your life and has helped play a crucial role or has helped make you make a connection with someone out there in the sports industry. So again, thank you for being a part of the Sports is Job community. I look forward to providing more and more episodes, more conversations, helping you navigate the industry. And I mean, that's it. I'm thankful. So let's get to the episode. I got an amazing guest, somebody that you all know, somebody that you've grown familiar with. And if you don't know, you'll be learning about her current situation, the current amazing things she's doing right now. But I present to you our special guest for this special 70th episode. What's up, everybody? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to another episode of the Sports is Job podcast. I actually have somebody back on that you're all pretty familiar with. For a good few months, she was the better half of the Sports is Job podcast. And it's been a while since we caught up, and I wanted to catch up with her on this episode so she could share all the exciting things she's been doing, kind of her experiences, give you an insight into what she's doing. But everybody, please welcome back Olivia Poutine to the Sports is Job podcast.
Hello, how are you doing, Kobe?
I'm great. It's like we were having the conversation, everybody, before just catching up a little bit, but it's been a while since we talked. And she was showing me her cat that looks like Ron Weasley and all these different things. She's got a different background, if people can see it.
New and longer, improved. There's no lots of pictures. No, I still have it.
She still has the Minnesota.
I brought it. It's just not like in my background.
It's so funny because I see you on Twitter and stuff, and like you still support Gopher Athletics.
Of course. They're playing Michigan on Saturday for the Little Brown Jug, and I'm like, everyone like has been like asking me like, do you think the Gophers are gonna win this weekend? And I'm like, absolutely. Like, so they better win, and I know that they will, because one, I want that traveling trophy back, and two, it'll just be nice to be like, Gophers are not overrated. So
it helps that they're in different conferences, though. I feel like you would kind of have a trouble cheering for the Gophers if they were in the SEC.
It would be like if I got offered a job per se in the Big Ten. Obviously, when the Big Ten comes calling, you listen. However, it would be so hard to put my maroon and gold. I'm kidding. I would be able to do it, but a little part of me would be like, go Gophers. So yeah.
You can never forget about your roots. And if everybody, if you know Olivia, she's as diehard, like from young age to now, like she bleeds, you know, maroon and gold. It's crazy.
Yes. It's honestly like, it's bad. No, it's not. But you know what I mean?
If you want to just give an update, because I think we talked about it. I think we did an exit episode. We talked about how you were going on and could no longer be a co-host. But if they don't know, to our new listeners and things like that, Olivia works in the sports industry. She has a ton of experience. So this is not just somebody, you know, I'm just picking out of the blue. She has very valuable information and kind of insight into what she's doing. So just share with everybody what's going on currently.
Yeah. So back in April, May, that's when I was starting to finalize things for this year and what my plan was going to be. It came down between two schools. It was the University of Minnesota. I was going to potentially stay there, or the University of Georgia. Well, I decided to go to the University of Georgia this year, and I accepted a graduate assistant position in their sports communications office. So with that comes schooling as well. So I'm also taking master's classes. I actually found out the sports I'll be working the most with this year, a couple weeks ago, but they're officially women's soccer, women's basketball, and then women's tennis in the springtime. So I do a little bit of everything around the office, writing articles. I'm actually been doing this really exciting series with women's basketball, just catching up with different women's basketball alumni. And I'm sure a lot of people listen and follow women's basketball, but historically the University of Georgia has had a phenomenal women's basketball program. So some of the people I've been interviewing, I'm just like, wow, like these people are, they're extremely talented in their sports and they have a very successful professional career. So that's been really exciting. Being able to work at soccer, like that's a dream come true, you know, playing soccer in the past. Tennis has been really fun so far. They have their first home tournament this weekend. And so I'm really looking forward to that as well. Classes, they're definitely a little bit more difficult than undergrad, but nothing I can't handle. But I mean, yeah, that's what I've been up to. Been here since August 1st, came down sight unseen due to COVID. Supposed to be here back and take a tour of the whole school and the campus and everything back in April when I was going to go work the Final Four. But since I got canceled, my first day in Athens was, I think, August 1st. Mm. So yeah, I mean, so I've been here since August 1st. I'm in my new apartment. Things have been going great.
I mean, that's cool to see. I mean, especially with you doing women's basketball, yeah, women's soccer, women's tennis. You were doing tennis with Gophers. And then obviously, you know, you being the former soccer player, you love soccer. You love women's sports. You're a big advocate for women's sports. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously you got this personal investment in it. To see what you do with that. Have you been, I mean, again, University of Georgia has this long history of being a good sports program. Yeah. Have you been starstruck? Is there anybody that you kind of came across? You were like, wow, like I get to talk to this person or meet this person.
Actually, kind of. So with my job, that means I also have to help out with football when it comes calling. Basically, what I do with football is I help set up press box on game days. I'm learning, according to the other JAs and student assistants in the office, who help hand out photo vests. There's typically at least 100 or so photographers, but now due to COVID concerns, there's only allowed to be 15. So I'm learning how all of that process works, as in like credentials and handing out photo vests on game day. And it's right now it's not as intense, but I'm learning all the intensity. But so that kind of relates to the story, but when College Game Day was here, like, I want to say, I don't know, maybe that was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I can't remember. I think it was three. Well, we were walking back from women's tennis from a photo shoot and we're walking in the Butts Mirror building and I'm just like, I'm whatever, like on my phone, like fine. And the two student photographers in the office were like, they just said hi to this group of people walking by. And I said hi, because I'm like, okay, like they're saying hi to us, like we'll say hi to them. I didn't even like really look up from my phone. I just, whatever. I get in the elevator and they're like, that was Quavo. I was like,
what?
Wait, what? Like, yeah, that was him. I was like, I didn't even like notice that was him. But I guess I said hi to him and he said hi to me. So I was like, that's pretty cool. And then he was at the game, obviously, on Saturday night. But so I think that's like the most starstruck I've been. People might not consider that me meeting Quavo, but I consider it meeting Quavo. So.
You said hi and he said hi back, so that counts in my book.
Yes, so I definitely counted. Some people might not, but I definitely do. So.
So what's the like, you talked about the credential part of it, like you're learning that process.
Yeah.
And you've only been there, you know, there since August. It's only been a couple months, but I have to imagine there's probably things you've already, like new things you've learned. Like mm-hmm. what are some of those things that you kind of learned already?
So like like regarding credentials or other things?
Regarding just in general, like anything. Your job and the sports industry and things like that.
Well, one thing I've definitely learned is that, I mean, this is kind of known before, but the sports industry is like extremely well connected, and I didn't necessarily know that until I got here. Because, you know, like you can have interactions with people on Twitter or LinkedIn or anything, but I mean, you get here and then people are like, do you know this person? I was like, yeah, I do. Or it's just really weird, like how much of a small world it really is. Mm-hmm. And even here, like, it's really cool to work in an office and have other people from the Big Ten or, you know, like, or like just different conferences, and like people come from all over the country to come work here. And so I guess that's a big part of it with, I guess, credentials. Like, there's a lot more that goes into that than people really think, because, you know, you have to, obviously before COVID, it was much different, but now there's so many more little things you have to worry about. And, you know, but yeah, no, it's just, I've definitely, like, I wouldn't necessarily say I've like learned a whole lot of new things, but it's more like refining my skills as an athletic communications person.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's a weird situation right now. Like, we're forced to do the same things kind of a little bit differently than we would usually do. Like you were saying, you know, usually they have 100 different photographers. Now you got 15. Now the credential process is probably a little more strict. And you're doing very similar things already that you did with the Gophers. So you're just kind of refining your skills. But I think one big thing, and I think a lot of people can relate to this and will probably need help with this, is how's your adjustment to moving to Athens? Because if I remember correctly, you didn't really know anybody there. I mean, mm-hmm. it's basically a new place. I'm sure you've had to get new friends. I'm sure you have this new apartment. I mean, just everything is new to you. So how has that adjustment kind of been for you?
Well, I wish I could say that it was really easy, mm-hmm. but I mean, it wasn't, and it still isn't easy. But at the end of the day, I like look on this experience and I'm like, this is a really good thing for me to go through. The reason why it was difficult is because all of my classes are hybrid or all online. So I'm only in class, like everything else is like an online lecture, but right now I'm in class 2 days a week for I think a total of like 4 hours, because one course is like one course is 2.5 hours. The other one is 1.5 hours. So they're all hybrid and one is completely online. So I'm like, I don't really get to go into class and interact with my peers as much. And obviously like people are going to be leaving at Thanksgiving. So I can't go home. So that'll be kind of hard to deal with. Trying to think. The drive down was really fun, actually. It was just kind of nice to do that by myself and kind of see everything and experience everything. Like I've never road tripped by myself ever. I mean, driving to Chicago, but I've never driven cross country or moved by myself before. I have a really good like family friends that live just 15 minutes from here. So that's a really good base for me. But I think the one thing I've learned in this whole experience with like moving is that you can't really be scared to do it. You just kind of have to throw yourself into the fire and see what happens, because you're never gonna, I guess, get through the adversity unless you do it mm-hmm. yourself, if that makes sense. But I mean, every day is a new day, and I go into work and I'm like, I'm gonna be better today, I'm gonna do this better, or I don't know. It's just I've been taking it a day at a time. But I mean, other than that, it's been a phenomenal experience. I have everyone in my office is super helpful. They let me ask as many questions as I need to. The fellow GAs and assistants that work in my office with me are are great. They're super helpful too, and they bring in a lot of experience. A lot of them have actually been there for a while, so they definitely, like, they understand that I'm new here, and if I have questions, like, they'll be there to help me right away. So
are you the new kid on the block?
Yeah. Yes, I am. It's me, and then one of the assistants has been there for a year and a half, and then the other two have been there for a couple of years now. So it's just been nice to, like, be in there and have those people there to help me transition. So
yeah, who has been, like, who's been, maybe is there a particular person or a couple people that you kind of naturally gravitated to for direction and mentorship? Because I feel like anytime you move somewhere new, mm-hmm. like, I know for me, especially, I mean, I've been here at Crookston, but when I started, you know, I naturally gravitated to, like, Camille. Like, she was always my mentor, helped me with my direction. And there's just always people that you kind of naturally gravitate towards. So, I mean, I give you an opportunity to shout some people out, but who have those people been, kind of?
I mean, honestly, it's really hard to pick just one person in the office. So I might do a couple. Well, first of all, Claude Felton is my boss. He's the kind of person where, like, if you ever need something to do, like, he'll help you find something to do. He'll keep you busy. The women's basketball SID, Trey, we've been doing a lot of social media work together, and that basketball project that I mentioned earlier. Kara, who's the women's soccer SID, she's been really helpful to me. She actually let me write the soccer recap past Sunday, and she said I did a good job, so that felt really good. And then again, like, Matt and Eleanor and Catherine in my office, the other GAs and interns, they've been really, really helpful too. So I've mentioned this a couple of times to people who've asked me about the office, and when I said yes to coming down here, everyone in my office was, I got like 15 emails the next day from everyone in the office, just like welcoming me. And, you know, like, they're definitely the kind of people who like, if you need something, like, reach out and they'll help you.
And you've been working for Gopher Gopher Athletics for the past, you know, year or two. Now you changed kind of the person that you're reporting to, like, your head SID communications person, it changed to who now you're working with now. And obviously people have different approaches, different styles. They got different branding guys from each. How have you been able to make that adjustment? Like, was it easy for you to transition into UGA athletics branding guy, the way they do things, or was there a little adjustment period, and how did you do that?
Well, I would say that obviously every single athletic department is going to be set up differently, and that goes for between Georgia and Minnesota, and it's not, and I don't, I'm trying to think how to respond, so I'm sorry. It was definitely really, really easy, I would say, because, mm-hmm. you know, if I ever, like, again, like, if I have questions about certain things, like, everyone got back to me, and, you know, I would say the first, like, 2 or 3 weeks, I kind of, that's when I learned what, like, who goes where. If I have a question about a certain thing, like, that's where I have to go. I wouldn't say it was necessarily difficult to transition. It was easy, but, I mean, again, like, every single athletic department is set up differently, so it's just learning who you need to report to for certain things and what kind of questions you need to ask about certain stuff.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you say that, like, it's easy, because I mean, you could have went the other direction, said it's super difficult. And I feel like that would have, and obviously some people, their situations are different, but, like, mm-hmm. I feel like if you said it was super difficult, people are listening would have been like, oh man, like, I don't know if I want to make that change. But to see that for you, you know, going from Big Ten to SEC to Gophers to Georgia, I mean, it was easy for you to make that adjustment. So now it's like, oh, I can do that too.
And I think another thing that's really helped me is that, you know, whenever I try and make myself, I guess with playing soccer, the one thing I've learned is that you need to be extremely coachable in order to learn new things. And I take that trait with me into my professional career, especially because if I'm not coachable in the workplace, I'm never going to learn anything new. I'm never going to get better. So being coachable here, that's really, really helped me. And every time I write a recap or I write a new article, I always have someone proof it just to get another set of eyes on it to make sure that, like, this is the right thing and my grammar makes sense, or do you understand what I meant when I said this? Like, can you, if you read my recap, do you feel like you know what happened in the game? So I think, excuse me, I think a big part of the reason why it was easier for me was because I'm trying to be coachable, like I was taught in soccer. So
that's a gem for people to hear. I mean,
yeah,
especially if you're not, and it's nothing to say like student athletes have a head start, but we're used to throughout our life kind of being criticized, right, and coached. So I think no matter if you're a former student athlete,
you just cannot be afraid of criticism. Mm-hmm. And I used to be so scared of criticism and what people thought of me. And I mean, everyone is, I still feel like that as well in certain aspects, but at the same time, it's like, you're never going to get any better if you're scared of what other people think of your work.
Yeah. And that's the only way you can move forward is if you put your work out there, and no matter if you get the positive or negative feedback, you understand like, how can I improve? Cause I definitely understand that when you like send something in and you're scared to get that email or the text or the call or feedback, you're like, ooh, like I'm kind of nervous about that. But I don't know, it's so cool to be talking to you again and kind of see, you know, if you listen back to the first episode that we ever did together when I interviewed you as a guest the first time around, and
seems like so long ago. And I was like thinking about that too one time, and I was just like, I like, that was so long ago, and I never would have, like, obviously, like, my goal for a long time was to be in the position that I am now.
Mm-hmm.
To know that, like, I accomplished that and I got there, and like, even when I did that, when we had that first episode, I was just like, this is what I wanted to be, and I'm here, and I'm just like, it's just really weird, surreal.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Everything really comes like full circle if you think about it.
I know, and I think it was last year, like towards the ending of last year, and you exactly, like, if you listen back, everybody, if you're listening to this, the episode's still up. You might cringe at the way we kind of interact, because obviously that was like my fifth episode doing it. Olivia's first time, and we both admitted that we were kind of nervous after doing it. Yeah. But you definitely talked about, like, you literally like talked about like, oh, I want to be able to get a GA exactly. position at one of these Power Five conference schools, and here you are. And it's not to say like, oh, speak it into existence and it happens. There's the work that you have to put into it, and Olivia mm-hmm. was doing that from day one. She was doing a bunch of different things, but it's crazy because it makes you realize like things happen so quickly. Like mm-hmm. we're such impatient people thinking like things are take too long, but when it actually happens, you look back at it, that was only like 8, 9, 10 months ago. Like it was not that long ago.
And the thing too that I'm thinking about is like this, the program that I'm in is only 2 years long, and I already had my first midterms like 2 weeks ago. And I'm just like, I only have after the semester, semesters of school left. I'm like really excited to be done, but I'll be done, you know.
So I mean, we have to, because again, if we're looking back at this from 2 years from now, I want to be able to say you could say you called your shot. I know it's still early, obviously you just mm-hmm. did a couple months there, but I mean, what's the goal, what's the plan for 2 years from now when you graduate?
That's huge. Honestly, like, this is, I think that this move and me being down here is going to be a huge test for me. One, because to see if I can live in a different state away from my family. I guess two, will I still want to work in sports? Hopefully, yes. And three, I guess, I don't know. I think the goal at the end of these next 2 years is just, I want to have a job secured,
mm-hmm.
Whether that be far away from home or close to home, just a job. And if that's in sports communications, it's great. And I mean, who knows if I'll get into a different area of sport, but right now I would be extremely happy to have a job in sports communications by the time I graduate, secured, ready to go. So I think that's what I'm going to call, just a job in sports communications by the time I graduate.
Well, 2 years from now, when we do another updated episode after you graduate, right after graduation, we'll get you hopped on here and make sure that, you know, we look back at it and the transition and things like that. I didn't realize, thinking about it now, I didn't realize that this was your first time kind of living out of state So what's the outside of family, of course, what's the one thing you miss about Minnesota? Because I know you've probably seen the Instagram videos, the Snapchat of the weather right now.
Yes. My Instagram and story feed was all snow. And I am here looking outside. It's beautiful, sunny, 75 degrees. High of like 80 degrees today. Super nice. That's like really, really hard. You're gonna laugh when I say this. I don't want to say it. It's funny. What? I really miss being able to buy Top the Tater. I really do.
You don't sell that there?
No, it's only a Minnesota thing. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Only a Minnesota thing. I really do like seeing all the snowfall. I know this is like kind of funny too, but like I get so excited when it's like 50 degrees here and it's sunny. Like I can't wait until it gets kind of colder so then I can like kind of layer my clothes, because I have a lot of sweatshirts and I have a lot of windbreakers that I'd like to that's kind of funny too, but I'm excited for it to be a little bit colder. And the fall, like the leaves are changing here, but I just don't think it's the same as it was in Minnesota. It's just not the same, you know. The fall colors are so pretty.
And I have to admit, like, it is beautiful. Like, fall colors are super beautiful here in Minnesota.
Yes. I guess another thing I miss too is like when you when it's after a really hard cold winter, springtime comes and it's like that perfect temperature, you know what I mean? It's like 45 degrees and you can wear a sweatshirt and shorts and it's actually like warm and the sun is shining and you can feel the sun's heat. I'll probably miss that, but
it's funny because I look at my wardrobe now and then you talked about how you have all these sweatshirts and these windbreakers. That's probably like 80% of my wardrobe. So if I move like to a warmer place, I literally have to rebuy, like buy a whole new wardrobe again to adjust to the weather. Cause I have too many sweaters, too many jackets. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. My whole wardrobe, all sweaters, because once October comes, it gets cold and sweaters are in here. I can't wear sweaters when it's like 80 degrees outside.
And the last thing I kind of want to get out of you again, because you have your own experiences and people who have been listening to the podcast, you know, they know the value that you bring, the perspective you bring. I just want to, you know, give people listening right now, because I know a lot of young sports industry professionals are listening to this, those aspiring, some of them don't even have a job right now. Just your words of encouragement to them, you know, as far as what can they, you know, words of encouragement to keep pushing forward. Don't be discouraged. What do you have to say to all of them?
I would say, like I said earlier, be coachable. Be willing to hear feedback. Be willing to be given direction by your superiors. Because if you're struggling, because like, I mean, moving here, it has not been easy. Have I met a lot of amazing people? Yes. Have I met friends? Yes. But that still doesn't take away the fact that I'm like 1200 miles from home almost. But if you're here, you need to, like, if you're in the position that I am, or even if you're just like in a new position, like be willing to learn new perspectives, be willing to be coachable. Do not be afraid of feedback, even if it's not what you want to hear, because you're never going to learn anything new. You're never going to improve on your skills and you're never going to be able to know how to handle criticism. So
perfect. And then where can they find you on all these social media?
You can follow me on Twitter at Olivia Patin. My last name is spelled P-U-T-T-I-N. And
perfect.
LinkedIn, same thing. So
well, everybody listening, this is number 70, episode number 70. It's been a long journey. I kind of wanted to get Olivia back on to really just again see what she's doing, catch up with her. But really just show you the progress, and it's exciting to look back at where sports' job started, the episodes we were able to do together, the episodes that maybe in the future we'll be able to do together. But it's been exciting. I'm glad that all of you have been a part of this journey. We've been able to help you in some sort of way. And like we always say, we are all our own individual journeys, but you are not alone.